tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Fly.
Yes, better late than never. Woo! What is up, everybody? And thank you so much for joining us tonight for our recap of our favorite show, Dance Moms. Here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm Candace Camacho. Thank you so much for joining us today for episode 31.
Oh, goodness. Home stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have made it. The girls are at Nationals. It's a big week. Mm-hmm. So we're in the home stretch. We're almost done.
Yes.
Candace is all fired up today.
I know. Yeah. Well, I haven't eaten a lot, and I had my rat poison on my Diet Coke. So. And I sucked that sucker down in like 2 miles, I think. So.
All right. We are caffeinated and ready to talk Dance Moms.
Yes. And season finale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woo. Can't believe it.
Yeah, so if you guys are tuning in to us now, please subscribe to our channel. We really appreciate all of our listeners out there, and hopefully through our interaction through Twitter and YouTube, the comments, etc., you know how much we value you as our fans, mm-hmm. right? We love the fans.
So yes.
Yeah, one thing that you could do that would really help us out is on the iTunes page, if you would actually rate our show and leave a comment.
Please.
Yes, if you think we're great, that's great. And if you don't think we're great, then that's not great. But
yeah. We still love you, so we don't know why you're being like that.
Right. If we're not great, then we're not Dance Moms or some other show. So continue to give us a thumbs up. We really appreciate you watching, and that will help us out. Because as you know, we bring this awesome recap to you with all of these juicy details free of charge every week. So yep. that will help us out.
Hey, we'd like the encouragement. Genuinely.
Yeah.
Right. It feels good.
Yeah. Positive feedback. So, Thanks, everybody. Welcome. Candace Camacho here, joined by...
And my name is Christy Olson, and you guys can all keep up with me on the Twitter and everywhere else at Christy Reports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tony Moore. You can find me at Lounging with Tony on all social media platforms.
Hey guys, I'm JJ Snyder. I'm totally freaking out because it's finals. It's Nationals. I have been talking to people on Twitter this week, and we got some great information about tonight. At J2 Snyder is my Twitter. Love to see your comments on the message boards too.
Very good.
Yeah.
And we've got... Yeah, Tony with the thumb again. So,
I think that's so funny.
Yeah, we're running a little behind, so let's kick things off. It's Nationals week, you guys. This is a very big deal. The girls have, this is their fifth season, and they've won 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
They've had, this competition season, they've had 15 victories out of 25 competitions, so that means 10 competitions they didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
And then Abby gives the analogy of a horse racing, saying that she wouldn't bet on this horse, and she would actually go and shoot it.
Oh, when she said that, I'd take it out to pasture and shoot it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, Abby, that is the worst visual. Like, please, did you have to give me that analogy?
Exactly.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. And
it was a shock factor comment. Just like all the rest of them.
Leave the horses
really
out of it.
Right.
Oh, that was your problem. It wasn't. She was implying
it was.
She should shoot the children. It was the bringing up the horse and the.
I'm with you on that.
It's okay.
We're pro animal here at AfterBuzz TV.
We are
a vegan over there.
That's right.
Vegetarian over here.
Dog rescuer here.
Right. And Tony likes
meat
bacon.
Lover.
Tony loves all animals.
All right.
I'll pet him.
Come on, you know it.
So sweet.
I do.
Get that thumb back here.
And you guys, Jeanette, they're going up against Jeanette this week as well.
Yes.
And with the BDA.
Yes.
And it actually went to last year when Ava and Jeanette shows up and poor Ava's jacket gets ripped off. And it's kind of like, just kind of get over it. You know, I'm sure your daughter grew from that moment.
Yeah, we've only seen that clip like 5 times already this season.
Exactly.
You guys know that I can't with Jeanette and making everything about what Abby has said to Ava and to Chloe. Was that her name?
Mm-hmm. Yours.
A, that was last year. B, those kids seem like they got over it. And yeah. C, like, find something else. Find something else. Like, stop trying to figure out a way to get in on the show and stick to Abby like glue.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be the new Kathy, fine, then figure it out. But stop being like, she called Ava a praying mantis. Well,
we know.
We know that. And you did a song about it. Okay? So it's like, you know.
Only here, you guys.
It's so annoying. Like, you know, just make it about dance. That's right. It. You want to be ALDC because they are the team to beat. Mm-hmm. So do what you need to do to beat them.
Yeah. I agree. And, you know, I know it started with maybe Abby's negative comment. And listen, we get a lot of flack from a lot of you guys out there that, we're too nice to Abby. Okay?
True.
We heard a lot of that, especially last week.
And especially me. Apparently, I kissed Abby's ass for an opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, I actually had a really great conversation with Chloe and her mom at the opening of the ALDC.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom said, you know, it was a very hard day. It was a very crazy day. Lots of emotions. But she's like, in the end, my daughter has learned from this. My daughter loves her ears. And she's like, you know, Tyra Banks at America's Next Top Model.
She got a 5-head.
Yeah. Well, she has a what?
5-head.
I don't know what that means.
It's the 4-head thing.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, she says that anything that makes you different is a good thing. And so Chloe and her mom really took that comment and have grown from it. And I think a lot of other little girls have followed with that good example. Thus, just take it what it was and get over it.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay. And that's the point I was trying to get to before we got sidetracked by Abby. And us not being, us being too nice to Abby. And by the way, I think we call Abby on her stuff.
We do.
I don't know if you guys want us to get madder, but anyway, the point is people like Jeanette and her mom, and they have a great attitude because they've moved on. I'm sorry, not Jeanette.
Ava. Chloe, her mom.
Chloe and her mom at the opening of ALDC. They've moved on. What I didn't appreciate, even though Abby started it, is that Jeanette keeps perpetuating it.
Yeah.
And I think it is almost torturing the child more.
Agreed.
It's like, poor me, poor me.
Mm. And oh, by the way, this is what was said about you.
Me? Me? Who else said something about me? Because people have been...
Quit picking on Tony. Everyone loves Tony.
Well, let's
not overlook the fact either that this is all just sort of an indication of a lack of creativity on Jeanette's part. She can't think of another dance to do, or she can't think of something else to focus on, or to just be positive with her girls and uplifting something that is just about them and their team instead of making it all about Abby.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Creative. Dance wise, she is great, but stop making the story about Abby.
Like,
moving target was great, but she could have just said, you know what, sometimes, you know, when you work in an office or when you're at school, you kind of feel like you're that target of everything.
Yeah, just so we're gonna do bullies or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do something happy. Do put on a tutu and smile in your dance.
Yeah.
Or
speaking of smiling. The girls are very excited because they are finally having the opening of the ALDC this
week.
Yes, which we all went to.
Which is crazy that it happens on the same weekend as Nationals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I thought we were going to see a lot more of it. We were there. We saw what a big freaking to-do it was.
As
major.
In you thought we were going to see us. Me too.
Yeah.
Like, where really were we?
They didn't show
one
it.
Clip yes. of the two, yeah. One of the two of you asking a question or something. They showed the exact same shot of that red carpet 3 different times and nothing else. So I just was disappointed. I thought maybe when we did see this happen, Nationals and the party, that it would be a two-part finale.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The whole first episode would be about the party, and then we'd see Nationals in another episode. So I was really disappointed not to see our faces.
Well,
but just not to see the whole cool thing that all went down there that day.
Yeah.
But it was less than 5 minutes?
Yeah. If you notice, though, Abby was wearing a red shirt for the opening, and then at the end, she was wearing a black shirt. Mm-hmm. This is why. Because I don't know what time you got there, JJ, but I know the three of us got there for the second part of the opening. I think what they filmed was the first part, like that early morning part.
Yeah, okay.
And so that's why I saw JJ in her red dress at the carpet.
Yeah, I saw Candace's purple dress.
Yeah. So
that's right, because maybe it was more like 3 when we got there. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I got there, I was kind of talking to someone who worked there, and they said, oh no, there was like more than 500 people, 750 people through here this morning. And I was
Really?
There was
a whole...
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's probably where that lineup shot came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, we all got there late. Yeah.
Well, we weren't late. The red carpet party started at a certain time, and there were events apparently happening throughout the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But we weren't late, Candace.
That's right.
But it was a fun time, though.
We would have been today late. When we started this show late.
I know.
We did.
Technical difficulties, they happen.
We apologize, you guys. Mm-hmm. We're in this amazing studio, and sometimes things happen. Mm-hmm. The great thing is, though, people can go onto YouTube and look at our interviews from the ALDC opening, and you'll hear a lot of things that you didn't hear on the show. So please check that out, you guys.
There you go.
And I just want to say, they pointed out that Wilson Phillips was there.
Yes.
And you totally interviewed Carney Wilson.
I did.
And Candace couldn't quite place her. She had a hat on and she wasn't quite looking like herself. Mm. And Candace couldn't place her. And I was
she's
big in the mom, like Hollywood world. You've got to get her. But I couldn't believe they showed her on the show. I mean, there was a lot of celebrities there. And we were there. And then they showed Wilson Phillips.
What'd she say? Exactly.
I just got a little kick out of
that. Tell us what she said.
I mean, the biggest thing that I asked her was how she handles the stress and the balancing with the kids and this and that. Mm-hmm. She's like a big old orgasm and a whatever she said. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a shot of vodka or something.
Oh,
yeah, she's got a mouth.
Yeah. And I was like, man, I should have come back with like, oh, but I was like, holy crap, really? okay.
I will say.
I was uncomfortable.
I will say that Miss Wilson was very nice to me, because she said, "You are a wonderful dancer," after I did my little rendition of Beyonce Single Ladies.
Oh,
nice. And I tweeted, I think that day or the next day, I was like, "Oh my God, Carney Wilson thought that my Single Ladies dance was great."
That's cool.
And she replied.
She did!
So shout out to Miss Carney Wilson.
Yeah.
It's so exciting when you tweet to a celebrity and they respond.
And they respond. Yeah. Oh, they favorite or they star or they retweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was cool.
Yeah, she was really nice. Yeah.
Guys, my favorite, I may have mentioned it before, but my favorite moment from that day was jumping on the trampoline with JoJo and the girls.
That was cute. And that's on your YouTube.
That was so fun.
Well, speaking of JoJo, just JoJo is on the bottom of the pyramid.
Yes, she is.
Oh, JoJo. So darn cute, but she keeps getting corrected on the same thing. Mackenzie is up next. She makes little adjustments. She's just too little. She needs to make bigger adjustments. And you actually pointed that out last week.
Yeah, this is what I kind of keep saying. She just is physically too small to keep up with the other girls. And what was interesting about Abby making this comment was that Abby didn't give her any sort of advice as to how to dance bigger or look bigger or anything. Mm-hmm. She was just like, you got to fix that, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Right. Which is basically the same thing that I said. So if Mackenzie's mom, if Melissa would like to pay me for Maddie and Mackenzie's dance classes, I would be glad to take a little bit. Just saying.
The good thing about Mackenzie is, like, in 3 years, like, she's got it made.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's way ahead of the curve.
And she should probably have a growth spurt sometime in the next couple years and be, like, 6 feet tall or something crazy.
Right,
like that.
Probably. Next up, we've got Kendall. She's good but not perfect. And on the next tier, Kalani is up there because she got third place.
Yay.
Yeah, and then we've got Maddie. And then dun da da da,
Mia
is on the top.
She slayed the competition.
Overall, high score winning that last competition.
She said, "Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
I win." I was so believe that Abby actually gave it to her, right?
Yeah,
I was surprised.
Yeah. Yes.
I have to. I feel like that a lot of this whole season has been leading up to that moment too. She got knocked around so much this season and knocked down.
Yeah.
And I feel like at the end of the season, like with Slay and that and winning, it's like total gratification.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Nia was going to get it all along, but they needed that little drama of like, you know. But you
who's
know,
who's going to get it? Yeah. Who's not?
And Abby was honest. She was like, I thought it was going to be Kalani. Mm-hmm. And I think we all did. When it was Kalani and Nia, we were all like, oh. But then Nia worked it out and she said, mm-hmm. well, she mm-hmm. gets the solo.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that Abby did. She stuck to her word and did yep. what she said she was
going to do. I couldn't believe it either, but
I
was glad.
And for Kalani to have stuck it out the last few weeks over everything that's gone down, and now she doesn't even have a solo at Nationals, yes. I would have liked to hear more from her and how she felt about that.
I would, too. Yeah. Well, Maddie, of course, she gets her solo, and the name of it is Someone Special. And then Neo's solo is No Matter What.
Yes. Hmm.
Very cool stuff. The group's number is called The Waiting Room. So it's like they're going to be in the hospital waiting room, which I can't wait to talk about that mm-hmm. At the end. Yeah. Jeanette's little shindig she's pulling is... what was it called?
Moving Target?
Moving Target. Their number is Moving Target because of she's always the target.
Because of Abby, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, Abby, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Hello, Abby.
Abby
blah,
said blah, this. Blah, blah. We want to meet Abby. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Well, Miss Ava is a soloist, and she... so distracting. And it's going to be like the Little Mermaid, the original Little Mermaid, which yes. it didn't really turn out to right. be. But yeah. I guess that the Little Mermaid like was supposed to inspire that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I forgot about that original story. That's like the, mm-hmm. what do they call the scary Grimm? Old? Yes, yeah, that's
Grimm
the Grimm.
Brothers?
That's the Grimm version.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Abby leaves the floor at this time and the moms get really upset. And I actually got upset along with the moms when Abby was leaving because I just feel at this point, like, everything comes down. All of their hard work, their blood, their sweat, the tears comes down to this day. And she has the opening, and now she's leaving. I think I agreed with the moms because they did – the kids have left their families, their – you know, everyone and been traveling. She should have stayed and she should have owned up.
But it's not like she's not in capable hands. Exactly. You know, like she doesn't have to be there for every little turn, kick, everything. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what Gianna's there for. That's what Gianna has been there for.
And you and I were talking about that before the show today. So yeah. like, Gianna had a lot of responsibility.
She did. And
she can handle it.
Yeah. yeah. And Abby had a lot of responsibility. And that's when you do rely on help. Mm-hmm. You do rely on your assistant choreographer to step up. Because there are main choreographers, the dance world, there are main choreographers who may not be able to be there for a rehearsal for a certain amount of time. And that is the assistant choreographer steps in and makes sure that everything is clean, neat, and whatever it needs to be so that when the main choreographer comes in, you know, you go, okay, perfect. We're going to tweak this a little bit and keep it moving.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, and just the moms are never happy with what Abby's doing or saying in rehearsal.
Well, that's
so
a good point.
Why do they want her there anyway? Yeah. Yeah. That's why I can't keep figuring out why they keep making
22.
A big deal out of it.
You yeah. want her, yeah. there, but you don't want her there. Figure it out. Yeah.
On the other hand, I did think if any time over the last 6 weeks it would have been good for her to be there, it probably would have been now. Because it was a few days away from Nationals, just at least in,
yeah.
you know, for the spirit of the thing.
I believe in finish what you started. Finish what you drug these poor kids out all across the United States. To do.
And I feel like
Bring them in at home in a victory.
I feel like she is. I feel like she is finishing what she started, but she also has other things to do as well. And they're not like she has to go get her nails done or her hair done or go shopping.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
yeah.
she has a whole studio that has to be done. So,
which, by the way, turned out really pretty on camera.
Yeah.
Like priorities, though, Tony. Mm-hmm. You got to have your priorities straight.
I there was a moment in the show where I thought, does she kind of just assume they're going to win, though?
Who?
Abby, because they've won 4 times before. Like, is she not going to attend rehearsals because in her heart she's like, ah, we're going
to
win.
It would make sense for her to have those expectations there because they have won the last 4 years mm-hmm. and she knows that she's put another phenomenal dance in place.
Yeah.
They've mm-hmm. got another big concept thing. It isn't the same vein as those other winning dances. So yeah, right. maybe she does. Maybe she's assuming that. You almost can't blame her.
Right. Mm-hmm. I guess that she thinks they're going to win, like, after she shoots the horse in the back. Anyway, at some point...
No shooting horses or lions. Right. Thank you very much.
Oh, right. Yeah. None of that.
Oh, Lord.
Poor Cecile.
Let's stop eating them before we worry about other people shooting them.
That's a good point.
Well, you and I are... We're on good. Our way. We're good.
All right, I'm going to step off my high horse now, and we can continue talking
about
dance.
Let's
continue
talking about dance.
You guys, so I love the like the little powwow of the moms out to lunch, and then randomly, Jeanette calls, and Haliqua answers on speakerphone. And you brought this up at some point during the season, but you don't answer the phone and, like, say the person's name. Like, oh, it's, hi, Christy. Like, it was just,
yep, the cameras are rolling. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, there she is.
It was a pointless phone call, though. It did seem really manufactured. Yeah. That phone call.
But there
was
no point in her calling.
No. My question to you guys is, do you think that Ava has the potential to beat Maddie? Because that's what their little powwow was about. What's your opinion?
That's a really good question.
I think that it made out to be a very interesting battle between them, because I think they're both technically very good, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think it just came down to the execution and, you know, really performing their solos. But I thought it could go either way.
Oh, wow.
Ava's great, but I just never think that anyone's going to beat Maddie. That just doesn't even, like, come into my mind. It just seems like the same setup storyline. You know, she's going to get first. I didn't expect that either.
Mm-hmm. And I think Ava has the potential to beat Maddie if she happens to be given a routine that is better music, better choreography, better, you know, like, mm-hmm. has an edge on mm-hmm. the costume, and Maddie's is lacking. That doesn't mean, though, that I felt that the results tonight should have happened the way they
right.
had.
Mm. Well, also, I have to say, Jeanette, I understand that Ava is your child, but I'm pretty sure there are other people on that team that could probably do a solo.
Yeah, I thought Chloe's mom was going to go at her there for a second.
Yeah, because it's kind of like every time Jeanette does a dance, we're going to have Ava be the lead. We're going to have Ava do the solo.
She beat such and such last time.
Yeah, no, it's like, you know, use the other kids. Like, don't make it about you. That's why moms who own studios and have their daughters in, like, no, you almost treat your daughter, you know, the same, but almost worse. Like, mm-hmm. you have to work hard, so I don't show favoritism.
What? That is so true. Mm-hmm. And I've been in performance groups where, like, the, you know, son or daughter was the lead. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like making your kid quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
It's hard politically to pull that off.
Send another girl as well as Ava.
Occasionally.
Occasionally.
Once in a while.
Yeah. So the girls are in rehearsal for the waiting room. And this was one of the ads before the show started, but it just showed a clip of Abby saying, did Gianna get a lot of work done? Yes, she did, and it looks great. And I was thinking, like, plastic surgery or something. And then watched the show, and and I was like, I don't think she needs any work done. Like, not a lot of work done. I mean, no work done. Like, why would she do that? And what's that have to do with the show? And then I was like, oh, it has to do with
the work that actually got done. You thought you were rostering Housewives there for a minute or something.
Well, I kind of wondered how Hollywood they've gotten. Like, I follow Gianna on Twitter and Instagram, and, like, she's at the hot clubs, and, you know, she's not giving that sort of Hollywood vibe, but she could start getting Hollywood-y. I wouldn't blame her.
Right?
I loved when Abby showed up and the moms were sitting there having lunch, and then she was just like, must be nice not to have to do anything.
Yeah. Sit on your butt.
Yeah.
Actually, I think she cussed at that point. And
did
said,
she?
I think
oh,
so.
Yeah.
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 It was kind of a good point, though.
Yeah.
It was.
Because, okay, here's a point. If the moms wanted Abby to be there, one question that they could have asked Abby, what do you need help with?
Yes!
What can I do for you? Because if you want your dance teacher to be where, you know, there for rehearsals, but she has all this other stuff to do, you simply pull her aside and say, what do you need done? I need floors picked up. I need this done. I need that done.
Excellent. You know, with the way they fixed those parasols last week, you know those girls could, you know, finish a floor or something.
For sure, yeah.
Instead of just saying, once again, Abby is leaving.
What about us?
Because she has a list of things to do.
Right.
And I feel like the moms used to do more stuff. Maybe speaking of Hollywood-y, maybe they've gotten a little lackadaisical.
Maybe.
You know, they used to be, weren't they, like, sewing sequins on all the time and stuff? Yes. They don't do none of that
anymore.
Last time, they taped the umbrella.
That's what I'm saying. That was a first in a long time.
In a long time, yeah.
But you know what? What I did notice, that I just think the moms are responsible for all the drama.
Yes.
You know?
They probably are supposed to be at the table.
Well, guess what they could have done? They could have went and got the floors together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with
yes.
you.
Yes. That would have mm-hmm. been funny.
Yeah. That would have been.
Yeah. Or painting. Yeah. I could see them in a painting scene.
And I will say really quick, speaking of Hollywood-y, I have to give props to Jill and her hair and her look.
Yeah.
Like I compliment Jill all the time, and I'm like, you look good.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Like, remembering when she first started up until now, she got the mm-hmm. hair going. She has, like, the little outfits.
The and nails.
And sophisticated. Yeah. And I thought Holly looked really good this episode, too.
Yes.
She, you know what I loved about Jill in this episode? That she stuck up for Nia.
Yeah, she was like Nia should get the solo.
That's great.
I loved yeah. that.
That yeah. showed, that showed Jill a lot is very of vocal. Inner spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. mm-hmm. very vocal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do want to point out that moment between Abby and Maddie during their rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're in the waiting room and they have to act like they're getting, like, the worst of the worst news. And Melissa asks, what did you do when you were actually in a waiting room and you got the news of Mrs. Miller?
Well, she said,
how did
the first, how did, what did you do when you heard that the first person you knew
was
the first person that you actually knew died?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that brought
there was like a real little acting class that went on. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was very real, and mm-hmm. You can mm-hmm. tell that there's like a really huge bond there between dancer and student. So,
but that's how you tap into an emotion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you have to, as an actor, you have to find that moment that brings out that emotion
yes.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It was good stuff.
The more you know.
It's beautiful.
Do you consider yourself an actor?
At times I do.
Okay.
At times I do. I've always said I'm pursuing acting and hosting. Hosting is more so at the forefront, but, you know.
Okay. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
He's an actor.
Yeah.
Yes, he does his hashtags actor.
Yes. Hashtag actor, hashtag host, hashtag blessed, hashtag dreams.
I like it.
What's yours?
Hashtag dance moms.
Bam.
What do you guys say we get to the nationals?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's go.
Let's work it.
Yes.
Work the nationals. I really don't think it's necessary to bring up Ava and Jeanette walk in. She completely hears the music, the rehearsal music, and she's like, oh, I didn't mean to interrupt. Well, you did, sweetie. You did interrupt. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then Abby gives a really great pep talk to Nia and Maddie. And mm-hmm. she talks to Nia and she's like, you've got this new video coming out. You're an artist.
Career.
She's like, but remember, you're a dancer first. And, uh-huh. and she's clearly giving that to Nia. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
And then she, of course, tells Maddie that she's somebody special and amazing, and which we all know she is, but she did give Nia her time first.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I think that may have been the first and only pep talk Nia's gotten from Abby Lee Miller all season. Mm-hmm. Now we're, 30-some darn episodes in, and there's a lot of them, and I might be wrong, but that's the first one I remember.
You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay, so Nia is up with her solo, no matter what.
Yeah.
Her and music skips.
Oh, great song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was, that was a beautiful
song
for her.
It was a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
And very I thought heartfelt. She handled the skip very well. Mm-hmm. For what we saw, it like clicked and then she would, but I thought she kept going. I thought she was really into it. I thought she performed it well. Holly gave her face as she normally does. I love that face now. The
Do
Holly
you?
Face. Yeah. 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 Holly it's always face. Like, I'm giving the Holly face for you on IG.
Is she doing kind of like choreography with her
yeah,
neck?
Yeah, she's kind of like with her, like.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm done.
I thought Nia, the music was gorgeous. I thought she was very, like, on point in her character. I guess I didn't like the flex feet a couple times. Mm-hmm. I think there could have been, like, even more tricks in there that I know that she can do. And I just really wanted to see, like, a more put-together type costume. I didn't really like the turban. I wanted to see more of, like, those headpiece type things that I've seen on Maddie. And then I didn't like her costume. I thought it looked like a 90 instead of a nationals. You know, you want to bring it to nationals, right?
It
guys
covered
agree?
Her up a little too much.
Yeah.
It flowed.
Which was
right?
great.
But it did. It covered her up a little bit. But, you know, it was a graceful number for her. But I felt the same thing about the flex feet.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't want to... She's been given that a lot.
Yeah.
And I just... Yeah.
Well, it's just it was same beautiful. As McKenzie's, like, Rolly thingy.
Oh, a lot. Yeah. Lots of rolling. Yeah. Lots of floor.
I was just sort of like, that's it? When Nia was done? So I don't know if it was that there was such a significant amount cut out, or I was just sort of like, oh, okay, that's it? That's, okay.
Yeah. They made it really short.
Right. There was 30 seconds cut out because
And that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just didn't really, nothing really grabbed me. I found it a little bit lackluster. But I don't think, but not in the dancing part of it. It just wasn't a great number.
Okay. All right, well, what about Ava, you guys? She comes out next in her... her mermaid story. But I didn't really get the story. I didn't see the storyline at all. I didn't understand why she took off her cape. And
those were her fins.
Right. I think. I guess. See. But, okay, I'm sorry, her fins. I don't watch that movie a lot. You would think that I would.
You don't watch The Little Mermaid?
No. I know. You're not my friend anymore.
Huh? You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? Love that.
Thank you, Tony. You're so welcome. But the cool thing is she's got technique for days. She starts out, she busts out 10 turns and then into a couple other steps across the floor into like another 10 plus turns. I mean, it's her technique is crazy. I've seen her do that same expression, like the same heavy type numbers. Mm. It's like one tone, like one kind of emotion the whole time. So I want to see that like emotional range from her.
I thought there was a little bit of range, and that, yeah, this is sort of the same thing that we've seen from her, but she does it so well. Mm-hmm. And I sort of forgot that there was even supposed to be a storyline, and normally that's bad, and I think sometimes the storylines overpower the dancing, and in this case, the dancing overpowered the storyline so much that you almost didn't even need it. I really thought she danced very maturely. I loved this number.
Mm-hmm. Did she seem awkward to you guys?
Well, I mean,
she's really, really, really long. Yeah. But, God, she is fabulous. I mean, she's so unique.
Yeah.
She's so uniquely her own.
I think that because she's a very tall, thin girl, mm-hmm. I think that, and especially being a tall person myself, you have to, like, really know how to, like, move your body. Because I know when I started off dancing, like, I looked really awkward sometimes because sometimes I didn't finish my moves and I don't know. And I was tall, so things look different when you're tall.
There's more of you.
Yeah. And I just think with her, I think she has to settle into herself a little more so that it doesn't have that hint of awkwardness. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I think that she has the makings of a beautiful dancer. She has wonderful technique. Her lines are all... But it's like she has to really, like, elongate everything in order to make it seem...
And the great thing is, probably by when her body fills out a little bit and she's 17, 18, could be amazing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I think she just needs to, like...
She's gonna be.
Yeah, owns her steps a little, just a little bit more, and that happens with maturity and just doing it over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next we've got that gorgeous Maddie.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. What'd you guys think?
I thought she was phenomenal.
I loved her number. She sat there in front of the stage and started it.
Yeah.
I liked how she started it right in front of the judges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful choreography. I thought it was very special. Mm. I got really emotional during this, like, last part of the show for some reason. I loved her cabriole and her switch leap. It was just freaking amazing. Yeah.
I know she was just coming off the Sia video, like, in real life. Isn't that true? But I think they referenced that.
Last year, she wasn't at Nationals because she was
because
working
with Sia. Oh, because of Sia video. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm totally wrong then. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I did notice, I was going to attribute it to that, but what I did notice is her confidence was so solid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so solid. And did you guys notice she almost did the dance with, like, there was relaxation?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was just like... I mean, I think it was a bit the choreography, too, but I was like, oh, my gosh, she has perfect technique, and she's super relaxed. Like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just amazing. Up here, dancing, looking pretty.
And her skirt did this. Mm-hmm. And she turned.
And she was just gorgeous with that headpiece and, like, the little pixie dust on her face. Mm-hmm. And it was right on.
You know what? I'm just going to say it. We're this many in. It's almost over. Every single song, every dance she did, every solo she ever does looks the same to me. Her faces look the same. The movements look the same. I don't care what she's wearing. I don't care what she's doing. I want to fall asleep all the time. You guys are going to rake me over the coals for this. But every week, I have to torture myself to come up with something positive to say about Maddie because she's Maddie.
No.
And I just can't. Yeah. I can't. I, like, want to fall asleep every time she gets on
stage.
Did
you see what Christy did there? She said, rake across the coals, a Little Mermaid reference from Poor Unfortunate Soul Ursula.
Oh, that's right. But you know what? I don't know.
I think she's got enough people who think she's darn amazing.
The special one?
One person saying, you know what? It's a little boring for me. I think it's okay.
I don't agree with you, but do you know what? I think that entertainment is subjective.
Right.
And there are some actors that Candace might love, and I just go, I just can't stand the guy.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
Yeah.
If those are your feelings, Christy, then you can have your feelings, okay?
I can tell you one of her other solos. I can't keep them apart.
That's fine.
If
that's how you feel, that's how you feel. Who cares what somebody tells you?
Good to get that off my chest.
Good.
And Christy, that's what this show is about. It's what being a host is about, your opinion. And I've seen people write in the comments that they don't like it when we all agree anyway. So,
we'll see how
for those people, you guys can have not one, not two, but several seats.
Yeah, and you know what, you guys? We support you guys having different opinions and being nice to each other about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay to have different opinions on
some people
show,
are nice to each other about it. Some people are not.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
You know who's nice? This gal, Leia Cameron. Mm. Who tweeted us all and gave us some really awesome information. Can I drop the information?
Sure.
She pointed out the fact, and it seems as though it's true, and you guys should all go on YouTube and try to track it down, that Mackenzie, for sure, and perhaps Kehlani both had solos at Nationals that were not on the show.
I suspected that. There's no way that Abby was going to Nationals without Kehlani having a solo. I was going to say that before, but we were trying to hurry.
You knew it, though. Good instinct.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
So they all had one.
Because Kehlani would have been more upset and Kira would have been more upset and we would have seen that if she really hadn't have had a solo.
Exactly.
And it seems like good insight. So Dreamer was Mackenzie's solo. There's a short video of it that I found right away on YouTube.
Ooh.
I haven't found Kehlani's yet, but please.
How was it?
Texas.
Was it a dream?
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Did she have ponytails?
It was kind of, I don't believe so.
Oh, thank goodness.
It looked like it was taken over someone's shoulder with an iPhone, like
of
in the
course.
Audience.
Oh.
Yeah, but it looked really good from what I saw.
Good stuff.
Oh, that's like,
thank you to our viewer for
that. Yeah.
Thank
you. That's like what Susan called in. You remember Susan?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can we say anything special that may be happening in the future? If we're going to have guests
next week, maybe?
Yeah. Next week we are going to have, Jeff Collins, who you guys are familiar with. He is the host moderator for all the reunions. And he's also the owner operator of Collins Avenue, which is the production company, that does Dance Mom. So he's going to be here. He's going to be in our studio live recapping this crazy season of Dance Moms.
And all the questions you guys have now about ALDC LA and season 6, I'm sure he is going to tell us all about it. So make sure you tune in.
And guys, we'll be watching our Twitter feeds this week and we'll look on the message boards as well. So give us some good questions for him. This is the chance
to ask.
You know, we're always implying that the producers have a lot to do
with it.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's going to spill the beans.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Well, we can make it easy for him. Hashtag ABTV Dance Moms. And we will make sure that we get your questions into
him.
What was that hashtag again?
Hashtag ABTV Dance Moms.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
it's like the only one that doesn't rhyme.
BDA is up next with their fancy number, Moving Target.
Yes.
Which I felt
the
was...
The Target moved.
The Target moved from girl to girl, back to back. I was like, wow, it must have some like really sticky like stuff on it.
Yeah, because I was
like,
worried.
Yeah, I was worried. I was like, don't fall.
Yeah.
Don't fall.
And there was one girl, I looked at her bag, I said, Target can't go on your bag. You only got like a strip of fabric back there, so there's no way that Target, you better hold it in your hand.
The costuming was really cool. I liked Chloe's costume, like the one leg, and I liked how they all were different. I feel like it really had like the it factor, the wow factor. It was very like powerful, that music. I love that when Ava ran all that on the girl's back and then did a split leap after.
Yeah.
It was pretty neat.
That was amazing.
I knew from the second that this dance started that ALDC was in trouble.
You did?
In trouble, yes, because it is a very competition-worthy piece.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was impressed right from the get-go. It was just so cool.
Yeah.
It was different.
It's a little matrix-y.
Interesting use of the prop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved it. This was. Yeah. I think last week I said, too, oh, this BDA dance is one of my favorites non-ALDC dance of all time. And this one was, too.
Yeah.
So I kind of don't want to give that much credit to Jeanette. Can we say it's because they've assembled this great team of dancers kind of through Abby?
Yeah.
No, I think...
I mean, great choreographing, Jeanette. But, don't make it about Abby, and then I can give you the credit.
I feel like her company is like... You remember the Little Rascals where they had the He-Man woman haters? I feel like they have the She-Woman Abby haters.
Yes.
That's how I think that is.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that changes now. I mean, that was...
When she runs out of stuff?
I mean, Jeanette... Yeah. Well, no, now that she's won... Now that she has this big win to hold over Abby's head.
Well, she just solidified her spot in season 6, I'm sure.
Maybe she's going to be the instructor in season 6. Maybe it's going to be Jeanette's BDA.
I can't wait to see.
And I mean, you never know.
I know.
You know she'll do anything they tell her to, so.
Ooh. Yeah. And I want to know one day why she got to replace Kathy. If Kathy wasn't playing by the rules, we can ask next week.
Oh, yeah. And will Kathy be back?
Us at the party, the moms told us that they had a problem with Jeanette taking over that team.
Yeah.
And we never saw that on air. That got cut.
Yeah.
Right. So that will be,
we need to hear about that as well.
That will be a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. I can't wait to talk about Waiting Room. What did you guys think about that? Tony, you're up.
I was going to try to go... Last, but because I feel like I always go first. But I thought it was along the lines of all the other great, like, national pieces that they put together. Last Text, Amber Alert. I did feel like the intensity of how it is to be in that waiting room, and each individual girl had some sort of story and look and some concern in that room. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I thought that, as always, they played their characters well, and they were hitting. There were little dings and bumps in the music, and they were hitting those things with little movements and things like that. And then the end, when Maddie, like, you could tell she received the news and she couldn't deal with it. It was unbearable. I can't believe this is happening. I'm going to walk away. Mm-hmm. I can't deal. It was just like,
wow.
Mm-hmm. I was in it. I was in it.
Yeah. I was blown away. I like almost had tears. Just so many like little intricate movements that they were hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Kalani like walked across the seats,
and
like
then,
yeah, and then up with her leg, that was just incredible. And then I felt like they all had these moments of like shh.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they would start up again, and at a couple points every single girl was like doing something completely different, and then at the same moment they just all came together. It was just amazing for me, like by far one of my most favorites.
Mm-hmm. And I was really worried when it started, because I thought, I just don't know about this premise, like a waiting room. I just don't see it. And to me, this just became like my kind of dance, because I want a really good emotional story. Of course, the technique and the beauty and the lines and the dancing on the chairs. But I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I kind of thought they were going to take it after.
Mm, yeah. Me too.
You could tell.
I was so moved
by their reaction. I mean, they were jumping up and down. The moms was standing ovation. Like, they thought that they were going to win, as did I.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't say enough about it. Love it.
I'm kind of surprised to hear you all say that. I didn't really see the story until Nia, as the doctor, was like giving the news, or until they had their little moment. So I was waiting for that. I kind of thought you guys would think that as well.
I know.
So I must just be the only one. So it's just me. But the choreography was amazing, and they pulled it off.
Yeah.
And, what's my the last half was fantastic.
Okay, let's get to the awards, because we got to wrap up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I know we could just talk all night about the awards were really messed up.
Yeah.
That's our show, folks. Yeah. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, it was just very. very messed up. The announcer, he was not sure of himself, and he was like in jest, like, let's do some awards. They handed
maybe we'll do some awards.
Yeah. Did they really hand out the wrong award to a girl and apparently, have her come
they
back?
Did. Well, and she had to bring her trophy back.
They handed it because it was two different age groups, mm-hmm. and she won in both age groups.
Yeah, so she had already gotten a trophy, so it wasn't too bad for her.
Yeah. So long story short, Nia gets second place.
Congratulations to Nia.
Maddie gets second place, and Ava gets first.
And see, I thought Maddie should have, and not that, you know, oh, you know, whatever, but really comparing the dances, I thought that Maddie's was a little bit stronger than Ava's.
I do, too. Yeah, I didn't even like Maddie's. I liked Ava's and not Maddie's, and I still know that Maddie should have won.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I just felt that, kind of like last week when there was kids judging, just because the majority of us feel that way doesn't mean that the judges on that panel that night felt that way.
Clearly.
Everyone out there who competes in anything knows sometimes it ain't fair.
Right. Yep, and then it wasn't fair with the groups because the girls got second and Moving Target got first. And I felt like the girls were, I was so upset. Yeah. I was so disappointed. Yeah. I just, all of their work and just to lose, and it was just unfair, I thought.
Yeah.
Abby gets really disrespectful at this point, which was even more disappointing. Mm-hmm. She leaves, she asks her girls to leave. You ask everybody in the audience, did you pay for your ticket? You need to get a refund.
Get your money back.
She's making a huge scene. Yeah. It was just, I was so disappointed. Like,
I think that defines like a poor loser. Those were not good manners.
Well, listen, she's lost. Oh my gosh. I just sense people going, oh, here's the Abby lover. I feel like she's lost before, and she's mm-hmm. never acted like that. I think she genuinely had a reaction to the fact that there was something a little fidgety with the awards.
Something was wrong.
Yeah, and especially when that guy made that mistake. I mean, if
she was thinking, they're torturing me on this show, the producers, we're having a big battle, they're trying to make me look like an idiot, they made it us be second and the other team be first, and I'm mad about it, and that's why I'm
here. Or does Jeanette have some kind of in with the judges?
And she,
I don't
something,
know.
Something happened because the girls should have won.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, she did say that the BDA dance was very interesting, mm-hmm. and that is about the most positive thing she's ever said about mm-hmm. another dance. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe she would go, you know what? That was a good dance, and I'm almost not flattered, but you know what? It's okay to lose to something that was that close to being as good as us. But it had more to do with what's going on behind the scenes, I'm sure.
I'm sure this week we're going to hear from some people who are at the competition.
Oh, yes.
If you were there, tweet us.
Tweet us. And then Abby cries at the end. And
that's what I wanted to say.
It's a very genuine cry.
Abby wasn't sad that they lost. Mm-hmm. She was more so upset that they worked really hard to mm-hmm. win, and because of these kind of janky results, they didn't get the win that they worked very hard for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they did deserve that win.
And that was understandable.
Yeah. I actually almost cried along with Abby, to be honest with you, because I feel like we have put so much time. We've been doing this since January. We put so much time,
and we've
seen them, like, all of their work and everything that they've gone through, and it was just, I found it really gutting to mm-hmm. see them lose.
Hey, mm-hmm. but you know what? Second place is not horrible.
It's not.
And you know what?
It's the first loser.
But this is life, guys. This is life. Yeah.
This is true, but you know.
This is a reality TV show.
No.
It's not real life.
No, I don't mean that this show is life. Yeah. I don't mean that. I mean losing is part of life.
Right.
Not always getting first place is part of life.
Mm. Yes.
Sorry, it
true
is.
That. And that wraps up our season finale.
There we go.
Just one more week next week.
And we're going to relive all of these fine moments next week.
And I predict that Haliqua comes out.
Oh, we saw in the preview Haliqua comes out. So.
She does come out, and Haliqua actually leaves the building, and I've very rarely seen that happen.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good stuff. What about some news and gossip before we go?
I think we're good to go.
Yeah, okay. We're good to go the news and gossip.
We could go out. We have a picture of Maddie in a new Target ad for fall
Maddie's
clothes.
Oh my gosh, this
so
is
darn
cute.
Girl.
Yeah, and actually, Maddie and Mackenzie are in town right now. We're missing it.
And the ALTC. Asia Monet Ray is also in that same ad.
Love her.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
So former dance mom star. Oh, her show must have got canceled, huh?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Her show did get canceled?
Must have. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Well, that is going to wrap up our show tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in next week and see all of our juicy dish.
Plug your interviews, ladies.
Yeah, that we're about
to
get.
Where can they find them?
You can find my interviews on New Mom, New Wife, New Life. I've got interviews with Nia, with Kalani, with Maddie. You got to check it out. Subscribe to my channel. Tweet me at Candace_Camacho.
That's right, guys. Check out my interviews as well on YouTube. JJ Snyder. I've got some really fun interviews with Maddie and Mackenzie and JoJo and the girls.
And, of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
Hit me up at Christy Reports, everybody. I'm super close to 1 million hits on YouTube. And I've got Dance Moms. I've got Flex and Shanice's new Vanderpump Rules, Pretty Little Liars, all kinds of exclusives for you. So please check out my channel at Christy Reports. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah! Bye, guys. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.